Narayana Namaskritya Narum Chevam Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Nasta Prayeshwa Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavata Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Good morning to everyone on the teleconference call. This morning we continue Jat Bharat's instructions to Maharaj Rahugan, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Text 10. 5, 12, 10. Evam Krisham Stutam Anu Brihad Yad Asat Cha Saj Divam Ajvam Anyat Dravya Swabhavashaya Kala Karma Namna Jaya Vihi Kritam Vitiyam. Word for word translation. Evam Das. Krisham, skinny or short. Shulam, fat. Anu, tiny. Brihat, big. Yad, which. Asat, impermanent. Cha, and. Sat, existing. Divam, the living entities. Ajivam, inanimate, lifeless matter. Anyat, other causes. Dravya, phenomena. Swabhava, nature. Ashaya, disposition. Kala, time. Karma, activities. Namna, only by such names. Ajaya, by material nature. Avihi, you should understand. Kritam, done. Dvitiyam, duality. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, result, cause, living symptoms, and materials are all imagined. They are all parts made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time, and activity. You should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The temporary manifestations and varieties within this material world are simply creations of material nature under various circumstances. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. The actions and reactions carried out by the material nature are sometimes accepted as our scientific inventions. Therefore, we want to take credit for them and defy the existence of God. This is described in Bhagavad Gita 3:27. Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Due to being covered by the illusory external energy, the living entity tries to take credit for the differentiated creations within the material world. Actually, all these are being created automatically by the material force set in motion by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the ultimate cause is the Supreme Person. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Brahma Samhita, Chapter 5, Text 1. He is the cause of all causes, the ultimate cause. In this regard, Srila Madhavacharya says, Evam Sarvam Tatha Prakritvayai Kalpitam Vishnu Anyat Evam Prakritai Dharaha Prakritya Dharaha Swayam Ananyadaro Vishnu Eva Ata Sarva Shabdasta Chatasmin Eva. Actually, the original cause is Lord Vishnu, but out of ignorance, people think that matter is the cause of everything. Raja Gupta Shrayo Bhumi Sharanam Cheti Laukikaha Vyavaharo Natat Satyam Tayo Brahma Shrayo Vibhu. Things are contemplated on the ephemeral or external platform, but actually, this is not the truth. The actual protector and shelter of everyone is Brahman, the Supreme, not the King. Goptri Chatasya Prakritis Tasya Vishnu Swayam Prabhu Tava Goptri Tu Prithvi Na Tvam Gupta Kshite Smritaha Ata Sarvashtayas Chaiva Gupta Cha Hari Ishwara Sarva Shabdadi Deyas Cha Sabda Vritehi Karanam Karanam Sarvantara Sarva Bahir Eka Eva Janadanaha. The actual protectress is the material nature, but Vishnu is her Lord. He is the Lord of everything. Lord Janada is the director, both externally and internally. He is the cause of the function of words and what is expressed in all sound. Shirasu Dharata Yadvat Divayas Tadvat Eva Tu Ashrayatvam Cha Gopitvam Guptritvam Anyesam Upacharata. Lord Vishnu is the resting place of all. Lord Vishnu is the resting place of the entire creation. Brahmanu Hu Pratishtatham, Bhagavad Gita 14:27. On Brahman, everything is resting. All the universes are resting on the Brahma Jyoti, and all the planets are resting on the universal atmosphere. In each and every planet, there are oceans, hills, states, kingdoms, and each planet is giving shelter to so many living entities. They are all standing on the earth of feet and legs, torso and shoulders. But actually, everything is resting ultimately on the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known ultimately as Sarva Karana Karanam. Brahma Samhita 5.1, the cause of all causes. Om Gina Timirandasya Gyana Gina Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasunibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivas Hari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunya Bari Paschatiyadi Satarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gura Chise Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. The text again is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, and Text 10. The English translation by Srila Prabhupada. Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, result, cause, living symptoms, and materials are all imagined. They are all parts made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time, and activity. You should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature. So Jat Bharat is talking to Maharaj Rohugan, of course, it's in Srimad Bhagavatam, so it's for our benefit. And the greatest benefit Srila Prabhupada gave us was to translate it to English language, obeying his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So in this part here, Jat Bharat is talking about the material universes, especially the one that Maharaj Rohugan has experienced in living on the planet Earth belonging to this particular universe, this small universe. So he says, since this universe has no real ultimate existence, Maharaj Rohugan is being told by Jat Bharat that the universe has no real ultimate existence. That is a long way of saying it's temporary. When something is existing, we're assuming it's existing because it's going to be there time after time after time after time. But when that's not the case, then it's temporary. And when it's temporary, it doesn't have ultimate existence. Because at some time, it will not exist. Because Mahavishnu sets up creation of a material energy by his breathing. When he breathes in, as long as the breathing in process is going on, the universes are disappearing into his pores. Therefore, the existence in the plane of all in all on space is now nullified. Every universe that goes back into the body of Mahavishnu is not existing outside anymore. So therefore, it doesn't have its ultimate existence outside. It is still with Lord Vishnu, though. So, in one sense, we say it's permanent. But it doesn't have a permanent location. That's the difference. Sometimes the location is inside the body of Lord Vishnu. Sometimes, and this is Mahavishnu, Karanodakshai Vishnu. And sometimes the location is outside the body. But the spiritual planets are always present. And the effulgence of the Lord is always there. The spiritual planets are effulgent because of the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes, spiritual as well as material. So Jat Bharat is saying that, well, since the universe has no real ultimate existence, at some point it doesn't exist outside the body of Lord Vishnu, then the things within it too, now he actually comes down to the earth planet, because that's what we're more accustomed to since we live here temporarily. Then what is regarded as short, what's regarded as different, what's regarded as gross, apart, you know, aside from or as distinguished from subtle, what's regarded as skinny, what's regarded as small or big, what's the result of something, what causes something, and then the living symptoms and materials are all things that don't have real ultimate existence. So if we're going to assume, as many people do, that they'll exist forever, that's our imagination. And a lot of people do that. That's why Jat Bharat said they are all imagined. Simply because our lifetime is much, much shorter than the lifetime of the earth, then we think things are permanent because we die and even take birth and die again and take birth and die again while the earth is still there. Lord Brahma hasn't left the body, or Lord Brahma has not taken rest at night, therefore the earth planet is still there. So then people think that things are, well, they're going to be there forever. That's imagination, the way that Prahlad describes it. So all of these material things, they are made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance. So when you dig the earth and take things out, whatever the material is, you make something with it, and you say that's your invention. But we'll get to that. That part is refuting that. So all of these things are like substances made from the earth, and then named differently because of the shapes. So the differences are characterized by the substance itself, its shape, nature, that is where they got it from, its tendency, what it can do, especially if it has a way to move around, like the way our bodies move around because of consciousness, our soul. That's called predisposition. Time definitely rules its life. After a while, it doesn't have life anymore. And the activities while that thing is being used. So Maharaj Jahugan is being told by Jatparat, you should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature. The physical body itself is mechanical. Mechanical things do break down. Mechanical things can be fixed by an expert mechanic. The physical body also has that. One time there was a surgeon that gave a lecture. And, as he was talking, this was, I think, in the Maryland area. I was fairly new in Krishna consciousness at that time. He was a devotee, a Srila Prabhupada disciple. He was a surgeon. And he looked at his work and he named it, among his colleagues, he wouldn't name it like that, but among devotees, he said, we're like carpenters for the body. Things break here and there. We just, handyman, we fix it. That's surgery. Surgery on the physical body. The physical body is a machine. The soul is a real person. The soul gives consciousness. So Jatparaj is saying all of these other things from the earth, they are named differently, and the differences are characterized by their nature and what they do, and time, and the activities that some of us put them through. So in the purpose, Srila Prabhupada says, the temporary manifestations and varieties within this material world are simply creations of material nature under various circumstances. That, to my little mind here, says it all. Temporary, of course, because it will go back to the body ultimately of Lord Vishnu when Lord Brahma leaves the body. But even when Lord Brahma takes rest at night, and his rest lasts 4,320,000 years, a lot of things happen. The earth itself is, things on the earth are gone. And when Lord Brahma wakes up, then the creation and the varieties on the earth are reborn, or he makes them come to being again. So this is what goes on. Every night there is destruction, except four planets, which are the in the heavenly sphere. They stay. Brahma's own planet is one of them, Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. So Pakritik yamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimudatma kataham iti manyate. Things are being done by the material energy, but people think that they are the ones that do things. On the surface, it seems like we do things. But we really can't do anything, especially if we want to start to and make something. We have to go to the material energy, the creation, the earth, water, fire, air, and ether, or space, to get anything done, to get our, whatever we call creation, done. So the other day, we were doing, there was actually a lecture in the Baltimore temple. It was the old temple at that time. Since then, it's been mowed down, and a nice new temple has been constructed in this place. But this was in the old temple, I remember very vividly. We had Bhagavad Gita at the time, the book. And so we did a demonstration bringing about this particular point. People claim by their false egos that they have created things. Well, Madhu Maharaj Bhaktivedanta Maharaj gives you a little credit to that. Says, well, you're the second creation. If you take things and then mold it into something, that's where you're at, but you're not the original creator. So then we took the Bhagavad Gita, and I said, devotees, can you watch this carefully? They were kind enough to watch the book. And then I flipped the book so that the front part of it, the top part of it came to the bottom part came to the top. Then I said, well, now it's mine. He looked at me funny. I said, yeah, I did something to it, didn't I? You all saw me flip it. So if I flipped it, I created something different. So that makes it mine. Then he started laughing. I said, well, that's the point. The whole point about material energy. We take material energy and flip it into something else, and then they say the product is now mine because I created it and I have rights to it. Well, when the earth gets mowed down, what rights do you have then? When the waters take over and things are just washed away, well, that would be part of what your so-called creation is. That would also be washed away. So actually, it's like a child going to, this is an example that's given quite a bit, going to the shore of the sea or ocean, and the shore has a lot of sand, and you know, in a playful way, they will build a sand castle, they can even build a person, they put all kinds of things, or you know, the image of a person. You can do all kinds of things with that, and even leave it and go home. But when the high tide comes, the water just comes and, you know, presses on the sand, and the sand just gives in, and the gravity just flattens it, and it's gone back to the unmanifested form. That whatever that was done by the child is now gone. Talk about creation. Well, it's flattened. There's no creation anymore. So the real creation is the one done by Lord Brahma. That's the original creation. Of course, the variety from Lord Vishnu. That's there. So Lord Brahma has already put creation there, and we would be better off living according to the natural way of things. Sometimes we dabble. Scientists are dabbling in this one, trying to come up with something else. And the whole idea is how they can convince the general public that it's convenient, it's more convenient, it makes life simpler, therefore, buy it. Actually, all they want is profit. I did a business course some time back, and obviously something very, very, very small about it. This was in Washington, D.C. And there was a couple, an African-American couple, that was teaching small business how to get into what to be aware of. So they defined business. And we looked it up, and it was true. The definition is based on what materialists define business. What's the reason for going into business? The reason for going into business is to make profit. And I'm thinking, well, what about serving people with your product? So another time, another course that I took was in sales. And that guy that taught it was very much by, you know, devoted terms, the mode of goodness. So he said that you should really think of serving the person, convincing the person that the product or service you have would benefit them. Think about serving them first. And once you convince them that that thing that you have is going to be making their life more enjoyable or easier or beneficial, then the money is not an issue at all. They want it, they will definitely pay the money and get it. So then that's a mode of goodness thing. But, you know, I don't know what the dictionary say now, but business is supposed to make profit. So then if you think that way, that's mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Mode of goodness talks about serving the people. That's more important. And so the guy who said that, his last name is Hopkins, I very much agree with him that, you know, and from a devotee standpoint also, when you serve. This is why we serve devotees, serve Guru, and we serve Krishna. The ultimate aim of a devotee and being led by a Guru for the same cause is to love Krishna. We have fallen out of love with Krishna. We try to make things ours, when in fact they didn't belong to us. We were envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at different levels. And therefore, we were taken out, our souls squished into an atomic size and put in a material body based on what our desires were, even in the spiritual world. Now we've been noticing that it's difficult to live here in the material world, especially in this medium planet. All kinds of things happen here. Material happiness is also material distress. And of course, our nature, the soul's nature, is to be in bliss, the highest happiness. Highest happiness is how the dictionary defines bliss. And so we don't like when trouble happens to us. But trouble comes anyway. Sometimes we don't even invite it and it still comes. And so the only way, since trouble will always be here, to prevent that from happening to us is to get away from where trouble is. Get out of the material world altogether and go home. And this is the Power Pass program. In the Yuga Dham of Kali Yuga is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada is explaining that actually all these things in the material world are being created automatically by the material force set in motion by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody can create anything, even when we call a second creation, as Bhaktivedanta Maharaj put it. We can't create anything without going to material nature for the starting materials to make that thing. Nothing in the world here, no matter how different it looks and whoever is claiming credit for making it, nothing in this world here can be created by any person without going into material energy to get the starting material or materials for it. It's not possible. We cannot create something out of nothing. Material energy is the one that supplies everything. So, ultimately, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara, Supreme Control, Ishvara Parama is Krishna. His body is full of knowledge, it's eternal. The body is eternal, the soul and the body, you know, pretty much he is as he is, spiritual. The body, so Krishna is eternal, just like we as little parts and parcels of him also at the soul level are also eternal, full of knowledge. Well, we have 78% of the properties of Krishna, but in very, very minute quantity. But he is Vibhu. Vibhu, the greatest, we are Anu, little, infinitesimal. But the nature of the soul, since we are part and parcel of Krishna, is the same as Krishna, his own nature. Anadi Adi Govinda. He has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everyone. Govinda is a name for Krishna, gives pleasure to the cows and also to the senses. Sarva Karana Karanam has been defined a few times. He's the cause of all causes. Cause Karana Karanam, of course. Sarva is all. So he is the cause of all causes. Now, more quotations here from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Madhava Acharya says, things, well, Srila Prabhupada explains it, that the actual original cause is Lord Vishnu. But out of ignorance, people think that matter is the cause of everything. Well, you can go take matter and make something from it, but matter came from Lord Vishnu. It was an expansion of Krishna. Things are contemplated on the external platform, superficial platform, but actually this is not the truth. The deeper reason for everything, the deeper cause of everything, is Brahman, the Supreme Brahman, Parabrahman. Not the controller, the material controller, or the king. So that's all explained nicely by Jatparat to the Supreme, to Maharaja Hugan, and Srila Prabhupada has expanded on it to tell us that the actual protectress of is the material nature. For us, material nature is who we subsist, we live through. But her Lord, the Lord of Mother Bhumi, is Lord Vishnu. So he's the Lord of everything. Sri Prabhupada says Lord Janana is the director, both externally and internally. He is the cause of the function of words, and what is expressed in all sound is all from Lord Vishnu. He is also the resting place for all creation. On Brahman, everything is resting. The light of effulgence, or the effulgence in the spiritual planets are from the Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence from the Lord, and then the reflection of that effulgence is what we call the sun for us. And the reflection already has not only light, but it has heat also. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. And it provides everything for us. So on every planet, each and every planet, Srila Prabhupada says there are oceans, there are hills, then there are states divided and kingdoms divided based on who is there and who rules what. And each planet is giving shelter to so many living entities. And whatever their forms are, they are on the surface of that particular planet. By the way, they are also living entities inside of a planet. Every planet is occupied on the surface as well as inside. So there are entry places to the inside. Even this earth has some also. Some people call it the Bermuda Triangle. And there are other places at the poles where the inside of the earth can in fact be accessed and lived on by some other living entities. So this is going on. But Krishna is ultimately Sarva Karana, Karanam, the cause of all causes. So what should we do? Well, understanding this as devotees, we should be humble enough to know that our position will always be, if we want happiness, servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says, when you are 1,000 times the level below servant, servant of a servant of 999 servants above you, the lower you are, the more humble you are, and the more pleased Guru and Krishna are with you. So that is what we need to understand. Think of the Lord always, always. You have all kinds of, these days, all kinds of electronic gadgets that can help us to hear lectures and to sing the glories of the Lord and to chant the glories of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yesterday I was listening to a couple of lectures by His Holiness Gogovinda Maharaj, and he was stressing the importance of hearing. Chanting is most important. Hearing is the first thing. When we hear, we get guided. When we hear, we get inspired. And then our chanting comes from the heart. Heart means comes actually from the soul, whose consciousness is from the soul. And then when we chant like that, we become happier and happier inside. Then we also begin to realize that it is not the outside in this particular earth that's going to make us happy. Happiness is an internal affair from the heart, where the soul is. When the mind is rested, understanding that all protection is from the Lord, rested in terms of being satisfied with the way things are, that can only happen when we are submitted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His instructions. Outside of that, there will be anxiety. So the secret, the open secret is, the more we are dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the happier we will be. The less dependent we are on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the more dependent we are on our own false ego, the more miserable we're going to be. And anyone can test this. Think about the Lord, sing the glories of the Lord, chant His holy name all day, hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and see how happy you would be inside. When you're like that, then things that are troublesome, that are external, don't bother us so much. Even if it's subtle, it doesn't bother us so much. Subtle means it affects our minds. It doesn't bother us. And the more we grow in Krishna consciousness, the less bothersome those things would be. So in that respect, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj has written 64 principles that we can live by. We'll read some of the principles, not all of them. 64 is a lot for this time, of course, that we have, limited time. Principle number 5. Rupanuga devotees offer all glory to the original source instead of depending on their own strength. That's what we're talking about. Those who are followers of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami got his instructions from Lord Chaitanya. So the books that Rupa Goswami has written and the instructions that he gives are instructions ultimately from the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we follow the instructions and connect with Rupa Goswami, we are in effect connecting with the Lord as a devotee, Lord Chaitanya. So, Rupanuga devotees, those who are followers of, and that's us, the followers of the Prabhupada, you're a Rupanuga devotee. Rupanuga devotee. We offer all glory to the original source instead of depending on our own strength. So that's what we should be about. So it's very materialistic when we have people in the devotee community who so eagerly want to take credit for their activities and so eagerly want to claim responsibility. We do the opposite. We give all praise to the guru, if you're initiated, Param Guru, if you're not initiated, and if you're initiated, you give to Guru and Srila Prabhupada. Because by his mercy, it's only through his mercy that we have an opportunity to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, the highest planet. To go to the spiritual world and to Goloka Vrindavan. We are not prepared adequately to go. We seem not to be able to prepare ourselves adequately to go back to Godhead. Why? Well, there are things that are set for a Vaishnava to live by. One of them is chanting 64 rounds of japa. Japa is very, very, very disciplinary. We can chant in music, and the music notes would make us enjoy that part of it. And so the voice and the words of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra come out so easily in japa, bhajan and kirtan. But in japa, you have to concentrate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Steady the mind. Think about the Lord. Srila Prabhupada says the best is to think about Radha and Krishna in the mind. When you think about Radha and Krishna in the mind, you can think about Radha and Krishna wherever you are. The physical body is. You can chant that way. But there are definitely other ways to help while looking at the picture of your spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada or the deity and chanting that also focus the mind and other activities, other senses like the sense of seeing, the eyes, and then of course the hearing, so you have to chant out loud so you can hear. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, in his words of wisdom, as the different said, he says, chant out loud and with attachment, so that it would drive away inertia and all negative things and have the positive things come to us. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, chanting is extremely important that we do, and we discipline ourselves with the japa. But we've been given a break that we can do a minimum of a quarter of what's required, 16 rounds. That's why it's only through Srila Prabhupada that we would be allowed back in the spiritual world. So we owe him a lot. Now, when Srila Prabhupada received glorification, he would react in the opposite way by giving all credit to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He would explain how any successes he had achieved simply resulted from his loyal adherence to the instructions of his spiritual master. His spiritual master told him the first time they met to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the West. Now, Srila Prabhupada at the time was looking at the situation in India. India wanted independence from the British. And Mahatma Gandhi was spearheading that type of aim for the country. So then, Abhay Babu at the time brought up that issue that India herself needed independence from the British. And so that, he was implying, was the important thing to do first. Which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, yes, politics are also important, but not that important. Material world is there, and after a while, you see it, and then you don't. That's the one past family likes to say, now you see it, now you don't. It goes back into the body of Mahavishnu and comes back when he breathes out. But the important issue is that of spreading the Hare Krishna teachings around the world Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So that's important. Then he told Abhay Babu, who's here, Prabhupada, now, what do you think? That by getting independence from the British that you're going to be free? He says, the politicians may change, but politics will remain. And this is exactly what's happened around the world. Politicians change based on whatever rules that are set by a country. If they change, some countries they don't. But the politics, it remains. And the politics are Kaliyuga type politics, where people are more selfish, concerned about making money for themselves at the expense of the welfare of the people. It's going on in many, many countries. The overwhelming majority of the countries now have politicians who cannot keep their hands to themselves and their minds to themselves. There's just so much of the attempt and, you know, the magnetization. They magnetize towards taking what's not theirs, what belongs to the people. And so honesty is compromised heavily. As we said, in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, when he came to power for, you know, the welfare of the planet, he actually noticed that, you know, symbolically, and this is actually, it could be argued differently, but the legs of the bull were being beaten by Kali. Three legs are gone. Austerity, cleanliness, and mercy. People are merciless. People are not clean. And people definitely don't go through austerity. That's why we've been told that we should chant the japa. That's an austerity. It's a discipline. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The only thing left in Kali Yuga was truth, and even truth is being compromised heavily now. At the political level, politics is actually synonymous with untruth these days. It's gotten that bad. But there are spiritual politics too. There's politics in the spiritual world. That is ruled by Yoga Maya. And Yoga Maya can sometimes bewilder people or entities, not only just people, but entities in the spiritual world. But the ultimate aim is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead's senses. Krishna's senses are to be not only glorified, but served also. His activities are wonderful, and those who take part in his activities are taking part with Yoga Maya, helping with the different activities that happen to sweeten the whole pastimes of the Lord. Now, in the material world, we have Mahamaya. That's still Maya, but Maya based on our false ego, thinking that we can do things to satisfy ourselves. But the material energy beats us over and over and over again, and those who have their eyes open realize that material energy actually controls us. So to turn to spirituality, we have to approach the spiritual master to inquire from him and also serve him. And you do that, Sripapa translates it, but Krishna says, approach the spiritual master. So he set up guruship. So we go to him, we inquire, and then we serve him menially, so that he's happy with us. Yashad Prasad Bhagavat Prasado. Sripapa has translated that also to mean that when Guru is satisfied, he's a representative of Krishna. So when Guru is satisfied, Krishna is satisfied. Krishna says, go to Guru. Guru says, serve the devotees. So you serve the devotees. He says, serve the deity. We're fortunate to have deities. So we serve the deity. And we are kind to all living entities. And we are, kindness means we approach every living entity, especially the human types we can communicate with. We express or we show mercy to the ones that are not in the human bodies. They don't have intelligence like we do. But those that are in human bodies help by coming across in a more goodness way so that they will like us, and if they like us, then they will like what we are associated with, and therefore we'll be able to preach by our activities to them and also actual Shastra to them. So that way we will be helping Srila Prabhupada to save the world. So Srila Prabhupada will always explain that any successes that he achieved simply resulted from adhering to the instructions of the spiritual master. And this is what we should also be about. Those that are initiated, you should definitely ask your spiritual master what you can do. This is a very important question that you should pose to your spiritual master. I had to learn that when I was living with Bhakti Theta Maharaj in 1995 to 1997, and it became a part of the thing that I would do. He would actually have me do all kinds of menial things. And whenever I finish one thing, I'll tell him, and whatever the result is, if he needs to, or if it's done, it's done, or whatever the result is, I'll explain to him. And then I'll ask him, what next, Maharaj? And he'll have me do something else, and I'll say, what next, until he says, that's enough for now, you can go. Then I'll offer obeisances and leave. This is part of training. We should always be willing to serve. When you serve devotees, you will see your heart really, really bubbles with happiness. If we are selfish, we won't experience that. Because if we're selfish, we won't serve devotees anyway. Selfless people serve. People who are thinking about other people. So you think less of yourself. When you don't think less of yourself, you think of yourself less of the time. Sorry, I have to stand corrected there. You think of yourself less of the time, and more of the time you think about serving others. You don't think less of yourself. We are humble, but we are connected to a powerful source. And therefore, even though we are puppets to be used, because we are connected to a powerful source, Krishna, the source is heavy. Guru is also heavy, right? So in that way, we are not little compared to what we can do to the world or for the world. But we have to use that opportunity that we have to serve others more of the time than serving ourselves. So then we think of ourselves less of the time, and then we help others with more of our time. In that way, Krishna will be pleased with us. So, one more point about principles set by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Then we'll stop. Principle number 6. Those who perform assorted religious activities cannot serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It sounds like a controversial statement. Religious activities. Well, what are they doing? To them, they're serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for the most part, unfortunately, quite bluntly, they are serving their senses. They want something from the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to serve their senses. Therefore, their real aim is not an aim of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They want to ask for things to serve their senses, to enjoy their senses. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, those who perform religious activities, they cannot serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they're not looking to serve Him. They're looking to get from Him. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And if it's not the direct Supreme Personality of God that they're requesting things from, they are requesting things from His vice, the other mid-level managers, the demigods. But they also get whatever they have from the Supreme Personality of God. So ultimately, people just want material things. And that's what religion has become. And so Krishna says, Sarva dharma parityaja mamekam sharanam bhaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshayi shami masuchaha. They abandon all varieties of religion because they look to take from the Lord rather than to give out of our hearts to the Lord. And Krishna says, just surrender to me. Now, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj has said that when one surrenders the Supreme Personality of Godhead 100%, one will automatically become a pure devotee of the Lord. So we should keep striving to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offer obeisances as a lotus feet, serve the deity, hear, chant, and give our hearts to the Lord as a friend, and serve the Lord as a servant, according to His instructions, which is serve the servants of the servants of the servants of the Lord, and ultimately realize that everything that we have in our possession is from the Lord, and if we give to Him, then He will exchange love with us by serving us back. And that's where our real happiness is. Therefore, we should, in fact, live life with that kind of consciousness. And that's how we're going to be happy. Hare Krishna. So the principles that we read, and then we read the main thing. Rupanuka devotees, those who are followers of Rupa Goswami, they offer all of the glory, what they can offer from every inch of their body to the original source, rather than depending on their own strength. Very important point. The next point, which is principle number 6, those who perform assorted religious activities, they cannot serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, what should we do? Dharma, Sanatan Dharma, the eternal religion, that of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead and learning to surrender to Him. That's our lot. That's what we should be about. Hare Krishna. So here is the text again, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Text 10. Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, result, cause, living symptoms, and materials are all imagined. They are all parts made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, the nature, its predisposition, time, and activity. You should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, thank you very much for giving me the service. This service, you can unmute your phones. If you want to make some comments, you can, or questions, you can ask that too. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for the nice class.
Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy.
Prabhu, in between you talked about japa and bhajan kirtan. I missed that point actually. Can you repeat what you're saying? You're saying something is better than other? Or what are you saying actually?
All right, there can be a situation where japa is better than kirtan, bhajan, or reverse, because they are the same words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The point I was making about bhajan and kirtan is that since there's music to it, that people tend to enjoy that part of it, and therefore the mantra comes out of their lips easily when the music is associated with it. We have experience of that. But japa, it's even better because japa is a discipline. It's have music to it. It's a discipline. The same mantra we're chanting, but we have to focus. It helps us. It helps us to focus. It helps us to work on focusing. That's why also when we are getting initiated, we are made to vow to chant japa. Not kirtan and bhajan, but japa. Because disciple means discipline. Let's go in my eyes this described. Disciple means discipline. And music can make us just float in it, you know, and bask in the wonderful notes and the chords and so on. Whereas when you're speaking, there are no notes, just your voice, and you have to concentrate. And that makes us a little bit more grown. We grow, increase the consciousness that way. So that's the distinction I was making. Not that one is better than the other. Just that one is easier to float in kirtan and bhajan than it is to pay attention in japa. But japa is actually what makes us disciplined. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna,
Anybody else any question can ask?
Wonderful chat, Prabhuji, as always. Thank you so much.
Krishna's mercy, thank Guru's so mercy. Jai. Okay. And thank you for your service, both of you. Wonderful services every morning.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Just
the prayer of glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, glory to Srila Prabhupada. You can end the call.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
One chakra. Best chakra person. Eva Chaptitanam,
Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. Jai. Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you for
Hare Krishna.
This session is no longer.